excited about today.
Yes, you've gotten some pretty good news really within the last few minutes, huh?
That's correct. Our Bill 1903, which affects Blinn College and particularly the Bryan campus, passed out of the committee unanimously.
Wow.
And I was very proud. There is some concern about, and I agree with it, that we're kind of getting down into the weeds and trying to tell a community college how to do their business, but everyone on the committee acknowledged that it looked like it had to be done this way.
Now, is there any other network in Texas that will be impacted in this way, like Blinn is, or is this pretty much a situation that is only for Blinn?
We don't know, frankly. I don't know what the situation is with their 40 community colleges, and I don't know how many have campuses that are larger that are outside the taxing district. So I suspect we will be looking at community colleges in an interim study more deeply. That's what the committee, everyone on the committee agreed that we needed to do that, and I have already visited with the speaker's office about it. I don't know, you know, whether he'll make a special committee or just put it to the charges of higher ed. We'll see.
Now, 1903, of course, has some stipulations in there, we know, that follows contact hours. But also, there's, if you will, one of the things that you want to do is you want to have these networks, these community college campuses open up their books so that you can actually see where these hours go. Was there any pushback that you could see from any other systems in Texas that they that was going to cause some sort of a hardship on them?
Actually, that's another bill that we have that will just require reporting and putting it on there. Website. I haven't heard anything from anyone that's objectionable to it. Frankly, I think that if you were to talk to the trustees and the management of Blinn, they're in agreement that they need to know that information. They do not have the software that readily makes that or makes that readily available, and I know they plan on purchasing that software.
But we're talking like, for instance, the Houston Community College system. I mean, they'd fall within the same situation, would they not?
I suspect they would. They got multiple campuses, and I think they would. Lone Star College would. But from a standpoint of colleges that are community colleges that are more like Blinn, I think it's Hill College. It may be wrong. Navarro is it. That's okay. What it is. And then Wharton. Where the main campus is a smaller campus, and I don't know how many there are like that, but they're probably five or six.
Sure. Now, one of the John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. One of the other situations in College Station City Council, I believe, is going to meet have a special meeting tomorrow to back this idea, and that is that there would be then county commissioners would be able to add to the Blinn board if this passes. Is that right?
That's correct, and that bill has a bill that I have introduced. Probably have a hearing on it. I believe we're going to have it next week. It hadn't been posted yet, but I expect it to be next week. The Senate, Senator Swartner and Senator Kolkhorst have co-authored a bill for that, which is identical to my bill, and we'll just see which one works through the fastest.
You know, one of the things that the city of College Station did is they set up some new guidelines for oil and gas exploration within the city limits, and I know that there's a House bill that looks at much the same there. Can you tell me where that might be? Because I think if passed, it would kind of undo some of the things that College Station had passed.
Scott, that bill had a point of order called on it yesterday. We thought we were going to have a real long day because that and open carry were up. The point of order was sustained, and it has gone back because of some testimony that may have been not recorded properly or the witnesses not identified properly. We're going back and reviewing all that, and probably will come back, I'm guessing, Friday.
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't know exactly how that's going to work out. I can guarantee you there will be a lot of amendments offered to both of those bills, and we'll see how they shake out. I guess you'd say that I have some mixed emotions about that. I understand that the city of College Station and a lot of cities think, well, that's in our purview, and we have the right to regulate what goes on within our city limits. I have heard other comments that say, well, if they restrict like Denton did, just totally restricted fracking inside the community, then that's somewhat of a taking of private property rights. So it's a very difficult issue. I think most Texans would like to maintain their private property rights, but you know that city law and ordinances often deal with what is a lot of us would consider private property rights.
Well, yeah, you're right, and of course, water is one of the things that's really important to me, and that falls within that as well, what people should be able to do with the water that's under their land. But nonetheless, anything else of interest import that we need to be talking about before we get together and visit next week?
Only thing I would like to go back and revisit one little issue. Some of the folks in Brenham have said, well, we pay taxes to support Blinn, and that is absolutely correct. But when you take the amount of money that Blinn raises through local taxes, it's only $1.6 million. The state appropriations for Blinn are about $22.5 million. So the idea that Blinn is owned by Washington County sounds good, but when you look at the tax dollars paid, I think the people of the state of Texas really own Blinn when you get down to it.
Sure, understand exactly. Let's once you bring those numbers out there.
Right.
State Representative John Rainey joins us every week when they're in session in Austin. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
Thank you, Scott. Always good to visit with you.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.